Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
That's how you starting with the rap hands?
Yeah, the rap hands. I need the rap hands. Like, yeah.
We're back for episode two, right?
Episode two of The Adulthood, a podcast for geriatric millennials. I am Lexi, also known as Lexi with the curls.
And I am Alejandro.
And today we are talking all about dating from back then to now. Things that have changed, things that have gotten better, things that have gotten worse. I am single, Alex.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you positive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about you first, though. Tell me about what you're doing. Are you dating? You know, I've been getting on you a lot recently, and I'm tired of having to get on you so you're not like all these other dudes. I'm trying to get you on the right path so you can date, because you need to be married next year.
I am on the right path to marriage.
Okay.
I'm on the path, but you know, paths can be long. They can be arduous. They can be bumpy.
We are almost 40. We are geriatric millennials. We need to get married like now. Like, that's what our parents would say. Like, Alejandro's mom and my parents are very much like, so when you get married, did you meet anybody? Did you meet anybody special? You should go to church. You should go to church and meet somebody. So when you have a baby boomer, baby boomer parents, and you were a geriatric millennial, I'm pretty sure you have the pressure on you.
Yeah, you got the pressure on you, but you also, like we talk about, you got to wait for the perfect person for you.
We waited this long, we might as well.
Look, you might as well wait until the perfect person who you want 100%, the man that you want, who can read, you know, I'm just saying, the man who got money that you want, job.
I was about to say something rude, but no.
Yeah, I knew it.
I'm not going to say it.
The man who is taller than you.
I wasn't even going to say that. I was going
to. I'm just saying, you get the man that you want, because you date men that are like, that look at, you know, chest height.
I do. I date shorter men. I date shorter men. I date taller men. Yes, I do.
You date men that you can pick up and carry.
I don't have a preference for physical when it comes to men. I don't have a preference because Alex has seen all my boobs, aside from beard. Now, they all going to have a beard now.
I think you do have a preference.
Alex, you have seen all of the men that I have liked.
Look, Lexi, we're not doing this show for you to be fronting for all of these people.
Everybody's going to have a beard.
You have a type. You know what your type is?
What?
Dark skin. Chocolate.
That's my preference.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Chocolatey.
Okay.
Bearded.
Okay.
Preferably.
Preferably a member of what?
Omega Sci-Fi. Preferably a Q. That's very specific. Bearded.
Okay.
Dark skin. Q. Now, he can be, well, he can't be an iota. Shout out to the iotas. I've never seen you even talk about an iota or sigma. Or alpha.
I like sigmas. I do like sigmas. Alphas. I dated one alpha ever in my life. And he was young. He's way younger than me, though. He was cool. He's just too young.
If I did a For the Love of Lexi, it would all be that. Plus one more thing.
What else?
Nigerian.
Yeah.
Look at it. Now, Africa is a gigantic continent, but for some reason, Nigerian, dark skin, cute, educated, with a nice job. That is your type.
Okay, that's fair. You are right. You know me so well. Okay, yes.
I don't have
I have a preference, but I'm talking about the dudes that I actually end up dating. They're everything. They're light skin, dark skin, in between, tall, short.
But you don't really like them like that. You don't like them like the Nigerian cute with a nice job. That wear, you know, nice suits, no socks, loafers.
I haven't dated a Nigerian Q since my OG boyfriend Nigerian Q. So yeah. It doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I haven't dated one since. Now Nigerians, you know, yes, but not Nigerian Qs. But yes, preference. Okay, that's fair. I will say my current dating status is single. You know, it's very single. You know, there may be a man that comes over my house sometimes, but I'm single.
Come over to your house to
play with Bentley, of course.
And who is Bentley? Do people know who Bentley is?
Bentley is my amazing dog. He's asleep right now next to me, and he's asleep. But Bentley is my beautiful dog who...
He comes over to do what now?
He comes over to play with Bentley. So, but he's not my man. You're not like, that's not your man. That's not your man. He's not my man. But I am dating and stuff. So, yeah, I date. I'll say that. I date. I date. That's it. That's all I have to say.
The man comes over to play with your dog.
Yes. He comes to play with my dog.
Is this code for something else?
No, it's legitimately he comes to play with my dog. And yeah. And then I go on dates. So I have been on, I was dating this guy. Well, I thought I was dating this guy. Thought I was dating this guy from January to May. Apparently we weren't really dating. So the first 5 months I was only dating, well, I call myself dating this one guy.
I remember.
And then after that was over, I'm like, oh, I'm out in these streets again. So yeah, I started meeting guys.
You were in these streets?
Huh?
Doing what?
I'm just out in these streets meeting men and shaking their hands and stuff, you know?
Lexi, I can't deal with any more of this line. Shaking their hands?
Shaking their hands. I've been out in these streets shaking hands. And it's just so different now. Like, you know, dating is so tough compared to back in the day. Back in the day, it was so much easier. Social media has made it so
easy. You don't even have a car. Someone could just drop you off and you be at the date.
But it's like social media has made dating so hard today. Like back in the day, you didn't have to worry about all the extra drama. And like, you know, like now you're a simp. If you take a girl out to dinner, you're a simp. If you give her $10, you're a simp.
$10.
$10. These men, I just feel like these men, like these new things, like the $200 dates, social media makes it hard. I know it makes it hard for y'all today. It really makes it hard on the women too. Like social media has really messed us up. Back in the day, it was just so much easier when you didn't have social media. You could just be cheated on in peace and like the whole internet didn't know. It was just more peaceful.
Yeah. But also we just, for some reason, we just got away from what our grandparents and what our parents used to do.
Yeah.
We got away from just true connections.
Yeah.
And I tell you all the time, Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., mm-hmm. When men were like, women like auras.
Mm-hmm.
Women like bravado.
Mm-hmm.
Women like personality. Because look at Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was fat. And ugly.
As ever.
No judging. I'm just saying he said it himself.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But however.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if you dress like this, if you smell like this, if you present yourself in a certain way, you can have whatever woman you want.
All you need is some BDE and you're good.
That in some strange way was ingrained in our generation and has been passed down.
I agree. So
every man feels like, I deserve the best. Mm-hmm. I deserve a baddie. Mm-hmm. I deserve, versus our parents when you grew up, your mama saw a man, he was a mechanic. He used to take a lunch pail to work. He was a hard working, strong man.
Yep.
He was a God-fearing man. And just like good times.
Yep.
It's just you married a person who you were most compatible with, who made you feel loved. and cared for. Now, we don't, it's like social media has made us look at all of the finest women that are on our feed and say, I deserve that.
Yeah.
I deserve a Lexi when maybe you don't even qualify for Lexi. I'm just saying, we're all, it just made so many people delusional.
I say this all the time. The internet has definitely made
people. A lot of people are delusional. It's like you get some kind of clout. You have a cool job.
Mm-hmm.
So then you feel like, oh, I have a cool job. Maybe one of these baddies will like me because I have a cool job. I have a cool aura. I wear cool shoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Instead of just saying, let me get a nice, regular woman who's going to love me for life.
Regular is so out. Regular was in back in the day. Regular is out right now. However, I do think that with men, they normally settle with the regular. And when I say regular, I'm not talking about looks or a person. I'm talking about just chill. Like, they could be gorgeous. They could be beautiful, but they're just chill. They're just like, you know what? I'm just going to stay at home and cook for my husband. When I get home from work, just more chill. Like, that's what they had back in the day. Like, the biggest debate that I have with my mother all the time is her trying to give me dating advice. And I'm like, hello, lady. You dated in the 60s, please. I was like, please don't think that you know anything about 2022 dating. And my mom's gonna be mad at me for saying that because I'm telling her age. But literally, you dated in the 70s. Also, when they dated, when you went to college, you found your husband in college. My mother told me that her grandmother, I think, said, what's wrong with you? Because she didn't have a man by 19 or 20. I think she got married at 21. By 20, they were like, what's wrong? What's going on? You haven't met a man yet? You're at Howard. What's going on? So
the Mecca. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Oh, I see your hat, though. He has his Hampton University hat on, his Hampton Institute hat on.
Shout out to all our standard of excellent students and alumni at Hampton.
Yes. Well, my parents went to Howard University.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think that's, you know, I don't know. It's just different. It's just different just the way that they did it. So I literally debate with my baby boomer mother all the time. Every time she gives me advice, I'm like, you really think that you have all the answers and you ain't got the answers. I'm like, it's just so different. Like, everything is different. And I told her it's her fault that I'm single because our generation, especially the geriatric millennials, we were taught focus on school. Focus on school, the man will come. I'm pretty sure you were told the same thing. Focus on school, the woman will come. And then look at us now, 55 without kids and not married.
And plus, it was ingrained in us that, like they said, you go and you do what you got to do, and you will magically meet the woman of your dreams, who just so happens to want to marry you.
Yeah.
And it was through cartoons, too. You see Fred Flintstone.
Yep.
He wakes up. He looks at his family.
Yep.
He goes to work. George Jetson. Wakes up. Look, yeah. It's like our whole generation was raised on
families.
Mom and dad.
Yeah. Family. Kids,
they love each other. Everything is good. They take care of each other. Even on the Cosby Show, Claire Huxtable was like, you can't eat after a certain time.
Yep.
Because you know, whenever Bill would eat at a certain time, food would come to life.
All of
them. She cared about him. She was like, this is what you need to do. I love you. I'm going to make you coffee. I'm going to make you dinner. Now?
You know,
it is a steep divide between us, between the Samuelites and between the women who are just so tough. I don't want to say strong. I'm going to just say tough. Like, I don't need Alejandro for anything. I can take myself. I don't want to say the I word. And I don't want to say the F word. I'm going to just say they tough as nails and they just used to doing everything else. And then we're like, I want the best of the best.
It's so hard.
So now we're like, instead of being like George Jesse, find a perfect woman, y'all unite, y'all have kids.
There's no balance these days. It's like women against the men every day on Twitter, women against the men. Mm-hmm. And it's so horrible. And I really hate that social media has gotten to that point because I just want to find a man. It has to be mutual. That's the hardest thing. I like a guy and he'll like me. and then he'll just like slowly back away, or vice versa, or I'll slowly back away. So it's just like, I just want a guy that like is mutual and we both like each other equally, you know? Yes,
people are so afraid to be a meme. It's okay. Like some women are like, you know what? I really want to talk to Alejandro right now. We had a dope date and I really want to talk to him. And so they pick up the phone and it's just like, I don't want to call him first.
It's so silly.
I don't want to text him first. I feel dirty. Just call.
You know how I'm going to tell you what I used to do, Alex. So I wouldn't be look pressed. If a dude texts me, I don't do this now, but if a dude texts me, I would set my timer for 30 minutes, literally set my timer for 30 minutes. And I'm like, okay, then I can text him back. Like that's what social media taught us. This is what dating in the 2020s is. It's like, okay, I don't want to look too pressed. So he texts me, let me wait a little bit. Like actually this guy texted me the other day. I'm used to texting so fast. This particular day, I didn't respond in an hour. He said, oh, you acting funny now? I was like, what? It's been an hour. But I was so used to texting back so fast that he saw that pattern and was like, all right, wait, what's up?
Yeah, you fake cheating on me.
So this is the thing that I don't like about it, though, is that like once you start that consistency, people expect that. Just like the guy that I thought liked me, it was consistent. He was so consistent, texting at the same time every morning. Then when that time went back and back and back, first the text started coming at like 6:30. Then they started going to 7:30. Next thing you know, they're at 9:00. Next thing you know, they're at lunchtime. I was like, oh, he don't like me anymore. Like you could tell, like, I don't know. Things have just changed. Like we could see that trajectory of like when it's going downhill and it's like, all right, you don't like me anymore. I get it. But I don't know. Just things have just like,
all we need is one confirmation. I tell women this all the time. Just give us something so that we know that we need to just put our full effort into you. Like you said, if you just hit me one time and say, hey, I got tickets to this, or hey, let's get up and do this. Just one time. Because most dudes who want a quality woman are not going to the homies and like, I got her. I got Lexi. She owned me.
I think you do that.
No.
You don't think so?
A lot of dudes, but if you meet the woman that you really want, you know, you've been talking about this perfect woman that you feel like is perfect. Mm-hmm. If you get that one woman and she shows you that interest, I feel like a lot of dudes is going to release the Kraken. They're going to dig into their bank account. They're going to plan dates. Mm-hmm. They're going to make sure that they get their freshest outfit.
Yeah.
They're going to get the fresh cut for the date. Like right before, you can still smell the
alcohol. You still have the white line. Still see the outline.
They're going to make sure, and I think a lot of women just need to understand. Just give me a crumb of something.
It's so hard. Hit me up
one time. Text me first one time. Check on me.
Yeah.
I know y'all be feeling dirty, but just one time. So that I can get the confirmation.
Yeah.
Do I need to take the money out of my savings to take Lexi to the spot?
No, the thing is, it's not about that. It's just that we don't want to feel played. We don't want to look played.
Yeah, but give me something. And see, this is the perfect
show interest. Show interest. I agree. Show interest. Yes.
Yes. Like something.
Yeah.
You ain't got to send me no suggestive.
Good morning, King.
Yeah, you don't have to say good morning, King, anything like that. But you do have to show some interest.
I agree with that.
Give me like the date I just went on. Mm-hmm. When we embraced, when we hugged.
Oh, the initial hug? Okay.
I felt love. It was two arms.
I don't do one arm.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know how you was very church huggy. You just very
pat on the neck. No.
Well, it was like
an embrace. And then y'all took a deep breath. Inside,
and then we fell in love.
I want to be the best woman in your wedding, please. Thank you. A flower girl.
Exhaled together.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay,
I have a question. Did you get any dates from like AIM or Black Planet?
Yes. One.
One date.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about it.
This was the first catfish that I ever had. Okay. You know, back in the day, back in the olden days, I must say, remember, you know, and it's still kind of like this. You know, black folks have always had this spooky relationship with social media where it's like, oh, you meet someone in public, they're going to knock you over the head and kidnap you.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were in high school, you know, it was just like, if you meet someone online, this is before social media.
Right.
This is before you were just like, oh, some shady man from Craigslist is going to kidnap you.
Yeah.
So your parents used to be like, remember, you're like, if you go, we'll take you. And then y'all meet. Your parents would be standing right there, and my parents would be standing right there.
Yep.
Your parent.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
So when you meet these people, it's like you go into your little private room.
Mm-hmm.
And I met somebody.
Okay.
We hit it off. We hit it off.
I just hope this story doesn't end that it's an old white man.
No. If you remember back in that time, everyone was afraid of meeting someone who wasn't behind.
Right.
Whether you were online or whether you were on a chat room.
Yes. You never know. Because they were catfishing back in the day. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you met them.
Because see, there was no FaceTime back then.
Right.
It was just kind of like you were on the phone and you would just try to go off of, she sound good. And then they send you the pictures. Remember back in the day, your pictures, we ain't have these high tech cameras, so it was like grainy. It was like your picture from picture day.
Yeah,
you was all like, ooh. So I connected.
Okay.
And then we talked for a long time over this a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But this was also the period where a lot of people hid things way more than they do now. It's like if you had like, you know, skin issues, your pictures on AOL would be smooth.
Back you then, we didn't have filters though. How do you do that?
No, you just look smooth because you'd be in the light.
Okay.
You put all your makeup on, you'd be in the light like.
But it was also pixelated. Back then, we had pixelated pictures. So it was it wasn't.
You look through one eye, you're like, ooh, she got a fine though.
Exactly. That's exactly
what it is. Blurry. So I met this woman.
Okay.
We met at the movie theater.
I knew you were about to say the movies. Okay.
We met at the movie theater. Her parent, my parent, was there.
Wow.
To make sure I didn't get knocked over the head.
So this when is I your met, first? Uh-huh.
This is our first date.
And your first like online dating experience back before they were dating.
Because I was telling my mama, I really like her.
Yeah.
And I was so into, it's just like catfish. You get so into somebody so fast. And you want to meet them and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. But when I met her, I did not think that was her.
Oh, shoot.
She was different.
Wait, did she see my picture?
Like, her pictures look way different. This was like the first catfish. She looked way different. Because you know, when you're about to meet somebody, you know, I have my fresh Pele of my Fat Farm jeans.
Arisuka. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looked way different.
Okay.
Way different. And we still, you know, I saw her a few more times. It was like.
You weren't feeling her. Yeah.
I was like, I need to stick to meeting women in class or meeting women in the hallway. What happened? You turned to. What was that?
Alexa goes off all the time, so you know I'm always talking to her. I have to always talk to her in the background.
Look, I think people back in the day were very brave. We were all bold. We were just like, we wanted to have a boo.
And didn't care about rejection. Back in the day, y'all didn't care about rejection. Now it's like, if you see a group of women, you're not about to go up to her because you know, like people don't, they don't want to get rejected.
Nah, you have to have a plan.
You do.
You have to have a plan. The only thing that I would say is have a plan. Sometimes you might have to perform because you know you listed your crushes, all your crushes back in, you know, sitcoms. You go up to a group and you have to do your speech or whatever. That was like the sitcom thing. Like you're in high school, you're like, which one of y'all? You got to do something. And then one of the people in the group is going to be like, you know what?
Exactly.
He is so goofy. I like him.
Exactly.
Lexi, I like him. And then you meet after school by the bus.
Right.
Or by the lady who sells candy or by the Fruitopia machine.
Uh-huh.
We're taking it back.
Absolutely.
Because dudes is not, they not getting embarrassed. Because you know, when we were growing up, everybody was like, speakers,
right.
Overhead, say anything. We just like, we would do anything for a woman.
And no! Now, never. Y'all would never. Y'all won't even. Yeah, y'all weren't even playing dates, okay? Y'all weren't even playing dates. Like, it's a mess.
And plus, your friends, I know how your friends do, and I'm thinking over here, what would I do for your friends? It's hard.
It is. You have to go over and beyond now. I will say this. Women have expectations that are, like, way high, way too high, and I think men have expectations that are way too high. Women expect men to, like, jump through hoops to talk to them, and I do think the same thing about men. So we're just at this battle, and we're the ones that are the most messed up, the geriatric millennials, because the younger, what are they called? The Z?
Millennials? Zoomers.
Those, Gen Z, they're just like, they're dating. I think they're going to take dating a whole different way. I think, honestly, I think those Gen Zs are going to be all into, not all, they're going to be more open to open relationships. They're going to be open to, what's the word? It's not consensual monogamy, something like that. What is it called? No, it's no. What is it called?
It's like,
what's the word? It's a new term. Ethical non-monogamy. Yes, yes. That's what it's called. Because I was like, consensual monogamy sounds like they're both. Okay, yes. Ethical non-monogamy. They're going to be polyamorous. I think that it's going to be like free love, free everyone. Everybody can get this love. I think it's going to be, I think Gen Z is going to be like that. I think we're still on the fence. So the people that are there that are geriatric millennials now and they've been married for a while. And when I say a while, I mean like over 7 years, they're exploring and dabbling into open marriages. But I think the Gen Zs are going to be straight up open, open. We're still in that stage that we still want marriage. We still want monogamy. We still want kids with one person. We're just different. That in between. We're definitely different.
We are fossils.
Yes.
But you know what? I be trying to convince y'all the easiest way for women to fall in love. And you don't even need to buy a book. It is one very simple thing that y'all just cannot, you just can't make yourself do.
What?
You shoot your shot.
Oh, yeah. Shoot your shot.
If
oh, my gosh.
Every woman, I feel like the percentage of successful relationships that start when a woman picks a man.
Yep.
When you're in Target and a woman who is fine comes up to you and says, hey, I really like your haircut.
Yeah.
Really dope.
And
you say that to the man that you want.
Yeah.
He's going to put down the plan B or whatever's in his hand. He's going to be like, oh, you fine.
Yeah.
What's up? And she's going to be like, oh, you know, nothing. You know, I'm just here buying more things and I came here for, you know, what you doing?
Exactly.
Like, oh, you know, same thing. No, I'm just here getting some things for my, you know, living room or whatever. Now, see, he can either tell you he's married. But in this case, he's going to be like, oh, you know, just furnishing my new apartment.
You can tell by the cart. So when I go to the grocery store, I can tell by what they have in the cart, whether they're married or not.
Cool.
By the cart.
If y'all do that,
yep,
you have already... You have already crossed the barrier. You have set yourself up for success.
Absolutely. I agree with you because I do it all the time and it works 80% of the time. 80% of the time.
It should be 100%. You just find something.
Mm-hmm.
No shoes.
I compliment. I always
compliment the man on something that you know that he took time on.
Yes.
Shoes, haircut, outfit.
Yep.
Something.
Sometimes I'll go up to a guy and just say like, yo, you're really fine or you're really handsome. Like I was out at this restaurant a couple weeks ago with my line sister and the guy, it was like one of the busters. He came out, he was fine. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so gorgeous. I was like, you're very handsome. And he was like blushing and he was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah. And then my line sister was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just did that. And I'm like, girl, do that because you never know. Like And even if, you know, I wasn't trying to talk to him, but I bet you I made his day just from saying that to him. I bet you I made his day. He didn't want me. I didn't want him, but he was fine, and I told him he was fine.
That's what you need to do, because you know what is killing the world is nonchalant people.
Yeah.
I came to, and I told you about when I was at the show, you know how some of y'all younger girls, you're like, not you wearing that shirt. Look at you looking good. Not you wearing that hat.
That's our compliment. Yeah. That's the 2022 compliment.
Not you with your buggy full of water, minding your business.
Right.
That's all you got to do. And women cannot, they just be fighting themselves inside. Yep. Just say something. Just say something. All you got to do is say one sentence.
Yeah.
And you set yourself up. Y'all going to, let's exchange.
Let's exchange.
Give them your number.
Yeah.
I'll give you my number.
Or you could do the new school is like, what's your IG?
No. That is only your last resort. That is only when you think you can grow into this situation with a woman.
So if you're not super confident that this person is into you, then it's best to ask for the IG versus asking for the number.
Exactly. Because
if you're not really sure, like, so if I meet a guy and I'm not really sure if he's like interested in me and he still hasn't asked me for my number, I'm like, oh, what's your IG? Let me follow you. That kind of gets you started, because eventually the numbers are going to slide in the DMs. So sometimes I start with that, like, oh, like that's how I kind of gauge. And then also I can do a quick run through. Do I see a wife on here? So that's also why I ask for IG sometimes. I'd be like, actually, I hate it when guys ask to exchange IGs, but I do like when I ask somebody, just because I can do a quick little run through, especially if I'm like, I don't know if this guy's interested, or is he interested and he's married? Let me look through real quick, because he doesn't have a ring on. And, you know, sometimes people lie.
Yeah. And, you know, IG is like, okay, I'm not really sure where this is going. The number might be kind of steep, but then when she gets to IG, she might look in my stories and get to know me. And then she might, over time, because you know how some of your friends or some people I know might be like, both of us know people that know each other through each other's social media.
Exactly, yeah.
So like, they'll be like, ooh, I see Lexi, she was on the beach, you know. And your friends be like, ooh, I see Alex, ooh, he gets
always.
So you know when you get the IG, there is a chance to grow into the situation. Versus asking for the number. When you ask for the number, you just going for it. You just like,
yeah.
I want Lexi. I want her now. I want her to know that I'm going to just go for it.
Yep.
You're always like, oh, I don't know. So let me just get that. And she's going to give it to me. And then,
Sometimes you just, like you said, sometimes you have to do it slow. So guys ask me all the time, like, what are your tips for sliding in DMs? Guys ask me all. That's like the biggest question I get in my DMs. How do I slide into a girl's DMs? What do I say? How do I get her attention? Of course, my first thing I'm going to say is like a bunch of pictures. Not too many. Like 3 to 5 pictures back to back. 3 to 5 pictures. And when I say back to back, I don't mean like da-da-da-da. Because the other night, somebody did that to me and my phone went off 30 times. When I tell you it was the most annoying thing, my phone kept dinging. But it was like a constant ding because this person was going through and liking every single picture. That's annoying. So now I'm not even going to look, because I'm like, no, this person's crazy. But just do like, you know, take like 40 seconds in between, like act like you have some sense, like the next picture. Also, don't like all the pictures in bikinis. The thing that I like, this is what I look for. I'm going to tell you me personally. I like if you like a picture where I'm like fully clothed versus only liking bikini pictures. Because if you only like a bikini pictures, I know what exactly you're after. But if you're looking at the full body pictures, full covered in jeans or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay, he's respectful. So you have to think about the pictures that you like too. Think about the pictures that you like. My next tip, because I just thought about it, because so many people ask this. Then I say to chime in on their IG stories. But again, not when she's on the beach with her bikini on. Mm-mm. Do it when she's at that vegan restaurant or when she just made her vegan tacos. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that looks really good. Do you mind sharing the recipe?
Look, I'm not asking for a recipe. I'm going to just say that looks really good.
But just something simple and organic, not like, yo, that looks good. Can I come over? You know, like, no.
Don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy. Comment on something that is non-looks related. That's nothing I say. This is my last tip. Comment on something that's non-looks related. Damn, I like that you read a lot of books. What book would you recommend for me? Something like that. Like, damn, you seem really smart. Like, I love that you share stuff about international news. Something like, say something about her intellect or something else that you notice, or her fashion sense, whatever. It could be fashion sense, anything. Speak about that versus like, oh, you look really good, or oh, your body looks good in this, or, you know, like say something that has nothing to do with her physical, nothing about physical. That's it. That's what I got for you. That's my DM tips.
First of all, some of these tips, we talked about this. The liking the pictures is questionable. It is debatable.
Why?
Because some, and I tell you this, people do that to me, and I just be looking like, okay, so is this a bat signal? Or did you just find me and now you are getting ready to ask me for a favor?
It's like, it's never definite. You got to feel it out. You got to feel it.
I don't really be knowing. And also, a young lady who I told you about, uh-huh, one of my main love interests, green circled me.
Oh!
You see, that's the thing. When you get put into close friends,
oh yes,
I feel like you have minded your business. You have said the right things. You have been very careful with your emoji usage.
And that means you're trustworthy.
Be smart about your emoji usage. No tongues, no hard eyes, just...
No eggplant. Fire. No eggplant, no, yeah.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Fire emojis. Something that is safe and neutral.
I agree.
But safe, she green circled me.
Uh-oh.
She was in Vegas.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, I clicked on it.
Uh-oh.
And I seen, like, I seen it working. I seen... I was like, what? And then I was like, just holding my hand. Oh, yeah. Don't say it. Don't do it. I was just, you know, I was like, just be cool. Just be cool.
Yeah.
Just be cool. Just watch it like a movie. Just be cool. And I was like, no, you got to go with the heart.
Okay, once you get to that point.
And she was twerking in the bathing suit.
There is a certain point, but you have to read the room first, sir. Read the room first.
I was like, I'm going to watch it. And see, now that you can heart things, I'm very, very strategic about my heart. At the end, when she was twerking in the bed, I'm like, let me give her that to show her that I appreciate her effort.
Exactly. But, you know, you read the room. This is always my thing. You read the room for the perfect time. Wait for the perfect time to when it is something where it's a little risque. That you send that emoji up, that you know, then she's going to be like, oh, Alex likes me.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one time that you do it, because you don't want to do it too early. Because, you know, if you do it too early, then just like I told you about the dude that I was dating, he, you know, when you do something a little too early, you're out of there.
You're out of there. Save, conserve your emojis. Save your emojis when your girl comes out in her dress, and you just hit her with that one, boom.
Yep.
You're out.
Yep. I agree. Like, there's just so many levels to this. There are so many levels to this. And I mean, happy DM hunting. I slid in somebody's DMs the other day. And then his response was, hey, Lexi. I was like, boo, he's not interested.
When you do slide in.
Yeah.
And then the conversation marinates in this spot, mm-hmm, then you like, okay. I can move forward. Now, if you respond and someone just likes your comment, mm-hmm, or someone just kind of just like, oh, thanks. And mm-hmm, you're just like, well, I fought the good fight. I tried. But she got a man or something else or whatever. If you're not having conversations, if there's not like a progression.
Exactly.
Then my brother, it's time to move on to the next thing.
Agreed. Okay, so where you at now? You have this one love interest. Yes. What's the next move before we wrap out?
Listen, my move is to show her that I'm serious about this next step.
Okay.
We have gotten to green circle territory.
Okay.
I have seen what she does.
Okay. She twerks on the beach. Okay. Yeah.
When her co-workers aren't around.
Okay.
And when I responded with my heart, you know, she was like, you know, I tried my best. I'm like, yeah, you did. you did your thing, girl. Because she was like, my friends say I can't twerk. You know how y'all be doing.
Oh, I love this. I love this interaction. This interaction. This
just like, I was like, you did your best, girl.
I love this. Jesus.
You
okay.
did what you had to do without see, and I would tell any fellas we had like a DM boot camp. The worst thing that you can be to a woman is creepy. Absolutely. You cannot wipe creepy off. There is no way to get rid of creepy.
You cannot. No.
Creepy is over for you.
She'll never forget it. She'll never forget it.
But me and her.
Okay.
Just like when you do your thing, when you go to like your fets and your little thing, your carabana and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Maybe seeing the side boob and all of that. It's like, okay. Control yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Control, you don't need to say nothing. Just right. Like, control yourself. And then if she responds, you like, you know how you do. You know, I was kind of nervous, but you know, it worked out. And he's like, don't be nervous, Lexi. You know, you look good all the time. You're like, you're so good. And then y'all progress from there.
Absolutely.
If we don't get that in the green circle conversation or the right. Close friends,
yep.
Wrap it up, B.
Fun and flirty is what it's all about in the DMs. My DM sliding didn't work, as I told you. So I'm going on dates with this one guy, and he's cool. So I'm just getting to know him. I frequent the cigar bars looking for my old cat daddies.
Yeah.
So I am on the hunt. But yes, I am going on dates with a guy. He's really nice. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Because the first half of my year, I will never, ever. Let me not.
Yes. And challenge your homegirls.
Yes.
One time a month. Just do it.
Shoot their shot.
Just you don't even have to say, I want you. I like you and I want you.
I want you.
You just compliment, find something to compliment. Shoes and hat and haircut, because some people might feel a way about these things. They don't ever get told that they look good.
Black men do not get complimented from what I've been told. And I compliment black men all of the time. And they all look at me like I'm crazy and they're all super blushing. And I'm like, wait, nobody's told you this? And they're like, literally so many guys have told me, like, no woman speaks to me the way you do. And these would be guys that like, this is why I have a problem with guys thinking that I'm in love with them. They think I'm in love with most guys that I like, if I spend time with them or if they, you know, just engage with them a lot. They think that I'm like in love, and I'm like, no, I do this to everybody. I'm just a nice person. I'm gonna compliment you. I'm going to compliment you if you are dressed nicely, if your haircut looks good, if your beard looks amazing, whatever it is, if you have on a dope ass hat, if you have on cool sneakers, I'm going to compliment you. But sometimes men take it too far, but that's a whole nother topic. But I'm just that person. So I'm just so kind. And men just aren't. My point is, men aren't used to it. So when you do it, they're going to be so like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, I think more women should stop overthinking things. It's okay. Because if you say something, then I can say something back. Because, you know, I already have my compliments ready to go.
Yeah.
But just jump out there one time. Pick what you want.
Yeah.
Now, Lexi, as I said, if you pick what you want and the man does not initiate, then it's not even worth
moving on. Move on.
The man is supposed to be like, let me take it from here.
Exactly.
Go and initiate everything from there.
The last guy that I went on a date with, he's very much like, okay, meet me here at 7:30. Meet me here. They have some great this. Like, you can eat this here. Like, literally, like food suggestions, where we're going, what time we're going. That's what I need. I really would just like, tell me how to dress. Tell me how to dress there so I know, you know, the vibe of what we're doing. I like that. Like, I need you to be a planner. And you're right. Like, if they're not doing that, then keep it moving. Like, we're not trying to force these dudes. We're not forcing.
You have already broken down all of these obstacles.
Yes.
And a man, you know, the one thing that everyone loves is peace of mind and security.
Yes. Absolutely.
Whether it's job security, whether it's boo security. Yep. When you know a woman wants you, it is like gold. It's priceless. Because now, the only thing that you can focus on now is going somewhere where you look cool.
Absolutely. You just want to be cute.
Because you know when you were growing up, you know, you watch these shows and it's like, yeah, meet me at 7:00.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a place and then they're like, ma'am, what would you like to eat? And you're like, no, I got you.
Yeah.
Who's going to have the tuna tartare? And she's going to have the Caesar salad.
I like that too.
And then when she's going to have this wine, my favorite wine. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to do this. You got to go to a place. It's like Cheers. You got to go to a place where they know you and you know the menu.
And so then you can
set yourself up for success.
Look, okay, this is what I'm saying. I need an update in 2 weeks for the next episode. I need an update about you. Well, should have an update about me. We need to see how our tips are going. This struggle of 2022 dating as a generation millennial. I'm curious to see how this is going to go. We are going to keep y'all updated this season on our love life.
Who's going to get married first? It's probably going to be me. Because Green Circle Bay, I'm here for you. For life.
Sorry, my computer froze for a second. Okay, but that was good. Look, you're going to get married first?
I know what I need to do to close the deal.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to close the deal.
You're ready to get married. And here's the thing.
I'm ready, and I have gotten to the top level. And I have gotten texts before I text. So I am climbing the mountain.
Okay.
What you doing?
Look.
How you doing?
That's what it's about. It's
all it takes is one text. You don't need to send me a whole thread.
Yeah.
And then every now and then ask my opinion about something.
Yeah.
Which dress do you like?
I do that. Like, do you like this? Should I get this?
Like that? How does my thing look in that? Does it look fat? How does it look?
Oh my God.
And then just involve me in your baddie life.
I'm going to look out for this update 2 weeks. Keep me posted.
Hit me with the nail pick one time. I need something different. Do you like it? I need something different.
Oh my gosh, Alex. Okay, with the nails.
Have you done that? Yes.
I do send nail pictures, but it's not the same nail pictures that you're talking about. But yeah.
Oh.
I do. But anyway, so.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for all of your tips for me. I think I gave you some great tips. Make sure you're planning these dates. Be consistent. Be consistent, Alex. Keep it moving. Keep it moving, okay? Keep it moving. Like, don't let dates go. Don't let it be too much time in between. That's my last tip for this episode for you. Don't let too much time go in between dates, because I'm going to tell you one thing. If a guy takes me on a date and it goes well, and then we don't go on another date for like 3 weeks, I'm already moved on, because now I'm like, oh, he's not serious.
No, so, but you might still, look, if he made an impression, he has a grace period.
No, I'm still going to go on a date with him, but I also just went on a date with somebody else.
Yeah, but you'll still be thinking about him. It's all good.
Anyway, Alex.
You'll get your free meal. You'll be back. Come on back.
Oh, my gosh. So you are listening to The Adulthood, a podcast for generation millennials. Alex,
put your sexy voice up?
You are listening to Oh, my gosh. Where can they find us?
They can find us on Twitter. They can find us on Facebook.
Nobody on Twitter in 2022.
They can find us on Black Planet. They can find us on IG.
Okay.
But what's your IG? Are we going to give people access to our lives? You are ready to get married. I'm ready.
But we need them to subscribe to the podcast. So just go to Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you go there and make sure you follow us and listen to every episode. Comment, rate, subscribe.
Yes. All of that. Tell your mama, tell your boo, tell your pastor, tell your side boo. Tell everybody to subscribe to the Adulthood Podcast with Geriatric Millennials. Yes. I am your favorite homeboy that you have never met in your life. Alejandro.
And I am Lexi with the curls. Make sure you follow us and check out the next episode. We'll see you later.